morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning we'll start out with some reminders about CRP mid-contract management and CRP maintenance requirements. Producers enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program are reminded they need to follow the terms and provisions of the CRP contract for the entire length of their contract. Producers need to remember that unless your CRP contract includes a tree practice, the CRP fields need to remain free of all trees throughout the contract period. Producers are also reminded to watch the borders of their CRP. As you or your tenant begin spring tillage and planting, be certain not to encroach on the CRP boundaries when planting your row crops. Proper borders and field covers need to be adequately maintained if producers wish to continue to receive annual payments on all enrolled CRP contract acres. Additionally, producers with new CRP must certify to contract compliance using the FSA 578 report of acreage before an annual CRP rental payment can be issued. The deadline for that for the CRP certification is July 15th of this year. CRP mid-contract management, or MCM, is a requirement for all CRP practices. All producers with scheduled MCM practices recently received a cost-share packet from FSA. Producers are reminded to complete MCM activities as defined in your CRP conservation plan. Please make certain necessary arrangements to get your MCM completed before May 14th. Absolutely no MCM activities are to be completed during the primary nesting season, which runs from May 15th through August 1st. MCM extensions are discouraged and will not be addressed until all planting options have been exhausted. Once your MCM practice has been completed, contact your local FSA office as soon as possible to finalize certification paperwork and provide necessary receipts and invoices so cost share payments can be calculated and paid. My statements should include when the MCM activity was completed, as well as the charge or cost per acre for the MCM work completed. Failure to perform planned management activities according to a CRP conservation plan may lead to the termination of your CRP contract and the refund of all payments made on the contract to date. Next, some reminders about the breaking of new ground. Agriculture producers are reminded to consult with FSA and NRCS before they break out any new ground for production purposes, as doing so without prior authorization may put a producer's federal farm program benefits in jeopardy. It's especially true for land that must meet highly erodible land, or HEL, and wetland conservation, or WC, provisions. Producers with HEL-determined soils are required to apply tillage, crop residue, and rotation requirements as specified in their conservation plan. Producers should notify FSA as the first point of contact prior to conducting any land clearing or drainage-type projects to ensure the proposed actions meet the compliance criteria, such as clearing any trees to create new cropland. Then these areas need to be reviewed to ensure such work will not risk your eligibility for benefits. Landowners and operators complete Form AD-1026, which is a highly erodible land and wetland conservation certification, to identify the proposed action and allow FSA to determine whether a referral to the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, for further review is necessary. Now, have you taken out a commodity loan on your 2017 crop? FSA reminds producers that bins are ideally designed to hold a level volume of grain. When bins are overfilled and grain is heaped up, airflow is hindered and the chance of spoilage increases. Producers who take out marketing assistance loans and use the farm-stored grain as collateral should remember that they are responsible for maintaining the quality of the grain throughout the term of the loan. If loan grain has been disposed of through feeding, selling, or any other form of disposal without prior written authorization from the county office staff, it's considered unauthorized disposition. Financial penalties for that, the unauthorized disposition, are severe, and a producer's name is placed on the loan violation list for a two-year period. So always call before you haul any grain under loan. Next, maintaining good credit history. Farm Service Agency farm loan programs require that applicants have a satisfactory credit history. A credit report is required for all FSA direct and farm loan applicants. These reports are reviewed to verify outstanding debts, if bills are paid timely, and determine the impact on cash flow. Information found in a customer's credit report is strictly confidential, and it's used only as an aid in conducting FSA business. Our farm loan staff will discuss options with you if you have an unfavorable credit report, and will provide a copy of your report. If you dispute the accuracy of the information on the credit report, it's up to you to contact the issuing credit report company to resolve any errors or inaccuracies. There are multiple ways to remedy an unfavorable credit score. These include making certain to pay bills on time, paying down existing debt, keeping credit card balances low, and avoiding suddenly opening or closing existing credit card accounts. FSA Farm Loan staff will guide you through the process, which may require you to reapply for a loan after improving or correcting your credit report. For more information on farm loan programs, FSA Farm Loan programs, visit fsa.usda.gov or contact your local county FSA office. And finally, enrollment period is open for the 2018 safety net coverage. That time of year again for producers on farms with base acres to enroll their land in the ARC PLC, which is either the Ag Risk Coverage or the Price Loss Coverage Safety Net programs for 2018. 2018 enrollment continues to the 1st of August of this year. To complete the sign-up process, a 2018 contract will need to be signed, and anyone receiving a direct or indirect payment, for example, as a member of a corporation, will be required to sign a 2018 adjusted gross income form. Producers are reminded that FSA requires copies of leases on new ground that you are going to be operating or renting out to a new producer in 2018. Now's a good time to complete your 2018 enrollment process. To better timely serve our producers, we ask you to call ahead for an appointment so we can have everything ready for you when you arrive. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. The list producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.